Blog Talk Radio.
Ever wonder what happens after you complete your resume, secure the interview, and land the job? For many, the resume gets filed away in the HR file drawer of no return. It's up to you to advocate for that new job, departmental position, or leadership role. All that has changed with a new talent management software company. ZaPoint is a Boston-based company dedicated to bringing out those resumes out of the HR storage file cabinets and into active circulation. With its innovative skills mapping system, any employee anywhere can create a profile with ZaPoint, turning raw talent into valuable pieces of currency. Our very special guest today is ZaPoint founder Chris Twyman. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you're listening today. It's a lovely day here in the greater Boston area. No snow. We're glad about that. Also, I hope you had a good time during the Thanksgiving Day weekend, whether you celebrated with friends or family, or whether you got involved in Black Friday. After we did the show last Thursday and had a chance to gather with friends here in the Boston area and had dinner with friends and family members, I actually went around and saw all those people in line, lined up at midnight at various stores, Walmart, Target, Kohl's store. Amazing sights to see people sort of half-dressed. It was pretty cold out there, and they weren't really warmly dressed, but they had cups of coffee, and they were standing in line ready to get that TV or Xbox or whatever they were searching for that was going to be at a reduced rate. And I wish them all the best, because I was not in line. I actually was in my car and then went home after watching them in line, but that was quite a lot of fun, quite fun. We are gearing up for the February 2nd Black History Breakfast. I'm so honored and so excited to bring up Juanita Abernathy, who is the widow of Dr. Ralph David Abernathy, the closest associate to Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. For all those who want to meet somebody in the flesh who was there at the very beginning and will tell her side of the story from a woman's perspective, talking about the families and the women who were involved in the civil rights movement, this is really going to be the experience for you to be a part of. It's going to be a very special breakfast. Juanita is probably, she's up there. She's getting up there age-wise, but she's sharp as a tack, and she has a lot of information to share with us. We have wonderful sponsorship packets. I do want to thank those who have signed up as sponsors, the Laura Smith Fund, Amtrak, and the Commonwealth Compact. We are so delighted to have you, and also MBCR, who signed up this week. That's the Massachusetts Bay Commuter Rail System. So it's going to be a very, very special breakfast. You can go to our website, msconnect.com, find out all about it and see why we are all so grateful for all of the sacrifices and contributions of those in leadership roles and those who were just foot soldiers in the civil rights movement, including Juanita Abernathy. It's going to be really a delightful day. February 2nd, put that down in your date book, and we'd love to have you to attend. Well, speaking of significance and legacies and the economic state that we're in now, I don't have to tell many of you that times have been very tough for many people. Unemployment has been hovering 9%, way over 10% in some areas in the United States. And perhaps you're in a dead-end job, or you need to really find out a leverage point where you could move from point A to point B on your job. Well, we are excited because I am interviewing today Chris Twyman, who is the founder of ZaPoint. And Chris, we just lost him. He's calling in. Hopefully he's going to be able to call back in to our studio. But ZaPoint is a relatively new company, started in 2006 here in the greater Boston area. It is a talent management software company. Well, what does that mean? That means they are collecting thousands and thousands of resumes from companies large and small across the United States and beyond. and using that as a collection point. And then I'm going to let Chris explain what happens when all those resumes go to ZaPoint. We'll have him to explain what ZaPoint is and the data collection process and why this will be a very valuable organization for you to connect with, whether you are a large or a small company. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Carol. Pleased to be here. Just checking.
Very much.
Yeah, just checking you can hear me. I lost the connection earlier on, but that was an excellent introduction.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. So tell us what happens. First of all, just take us back to the beginning because you have a software background. I'm just curious as to how you go from being in software, developing or creating or being a part of that mix, and then you start a company like ZaPoint.
Yeah, I had no background in HR whatsoever. I actually think that's helped us at ZaPoint develop our solutions. We're very focused on the individual that works inside of organizations or the individual's career paths and their career management requirements. And that really came out of frustration on my part in working for a large organization and going through HR processes. Now, I know there's a lot of HR people that are going to be listening, and I'm sure they're going to sympathize with what I'm saying. When was the last time anyone got excited about going, you know, signing into a talent management system and doing a performance review or, you know, any HR system? You know, there's no level of engagement there at all for the individuals. There's no skin in the game for the individual to actually enter the data. So we designed ZaPoint to really give individuals what they were looking for in the HR transaction, which from their perspective was always going to be career management. How can I get from here to there in my career, and what are the tools that I can apply to get there? And it all starts with the resume, as you pointed out. Resumes, from my perspective, and when we started ZaPoint, the initial idea was, resumes are a currency. You know, they're like a note of value that you pass around.
That's a great metaphor. That crystallizes the essence of your company.
Sure. And then, you know, just like any good currency, it's only valuable if it's comparable. So, and when it's not comparable, you end up creating a situation, and that's where the recruiting space is today, still is today. Because even if we had both of our resumes, you know, yours, Carol, and mine, we'd still have to read them both, and we'd still have to make a subjective decision on who was best for the role that we were that we were applying for. So that's, you know, that really removes all of the comparability and the value of the currency. So the goal of ZaPoint was to inject that comparability into the resume, and the way we could do that was design an algorithm that extracted some common things that managers, recruiters, organizations look for. Things like, how many times have you changed job? What level of education did you get to?
Does that matter with a lot of employers in terms of how many times you've had or how many jobs you've had in the course of your career? I know that mattered 25 or 30 years ago, but is that an essential element for people getting hired or not getting hired?
It's contextual, you know. Like for a consultant role, it's probably preferable that you've had a number of jobs. But our system takes care of that in terms of the context of the search. You'll only be compared to other consultants. But if you're a solicitor, a lawyer in this country, as you can hear, I'm a Brit, someone in a job where frequency of change is not seen as a good thing. The algorithm in ZaPoint helps to sort through those people. So it's, I do have to say that ZaPoint is a barometer on search, and it doesn't give an exact result. We don't point out candidates that are exactly. All we do is we remove a lot of the inefficiency in searching for candidates.
So, Chris, tell me, again, for many of our listeners, we have people in the chat room, we're going to have people downloading the show now, those who are going to be listening later on. For someone, let's say, who is totally unfamiliar with your company, how is your company different from a company like Monster.com?
Yeah. Well, so it's a great question. If you imagine the evolution of the world that Monster works, operates in. So 20 years ago, the primary tool for finding candidates was to formed Monster and took that process and automated it. And that's the important point here. You took a process and you automated it. So recruiters now had a bigger pool of talent to search among. They didn't just have it weren't limited geographically to the distribution network for that one newspaper. Monster made sure that you could access a much larger talent pool, whoever could access the internet. Mm-hmm. Then along came Reid Hoffman with LinkedIn and said, actually, in doing that, it's actually added a big headache to recruiters and HR teams because now
pool
is so large, and getting back to the currency issue, now I have to compare a couple of hundred applicants, and without a real way of comparing them, it's a very subjective decision. Mm-hmm. So LinkedIn said there's a better way of solving this problem. Let's focus on the profile. Let's enable people to give them a tool that helps them build a profile that they maintain, and then recruiters will come and search for them. And you just have to look at the stock price of Monster and look at the stock price of LinkedIn. LinkedIn is today, I think it's 6 times more valuable than Monster. Who would have said that? Who would have said that 5 years ago?
Wow.
So with Zappoint, we did the same thing, but for organizations. So we said, talent management processes up until
Chris, you're sort of coming in and out, so I just want to make sure I don't lose you again.
Oh, but can you hear me now okay?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay, I apologize. So talent management went through a similar evolution, up until even 10 years ago, a lot of talent management processes were done on Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, and it meant that HR could only really focus on the top 50, the top few hundred executives inside the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Then organizations like SuccessFactors, Taleo, automated the process just like Monster did, so that enabled performance reviews and onboarding of talent, recruiting to be done to a much bigger audience. And then you had the same byproduct of issues where, in particular inside of organizations, who gets excited about signing into these applications? No one, because it's a process that doesn't engage employees. So at that point, really...
So what I'm hearing, again, I'm sort of losing Chris again. I'm going to go back to one of his earlier comments that he made. He said that it was individually focused, that it focuses on the individual versus maybe some of the other companies and other organizations where there's not that much of an emphasis. Chris, are you still with us? I know that you're...
I am, Carol.
Cell phone?
Carol,
okay.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now, yes. Uh-huh. I was saying I was sort of re-emphasizing the fact that I was re-emphasizing the fact that your company does focus on the individual, which obviously makes it a little bit more distinctive. And is it a fair comparison to say that you are an upgrade from LinkedIn, or do you work in harmony with social media platforms like LinkedIn and others?
Sure. Let me just check you can hear me now. I just walked from one side of the building to the other to make sure you could hear me. Carol,
okay.
You can hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. At least everyone knows we're rolling this out live and it's not recorded. So it is recorded.
Make it more interesting.
Exactly. So we're a partner of LinkedIn. So if you imagine the benefits of LinkedIn, we take that inside of organizations and allow companies to put that to use because their people are, what are the applications they're accessing most frequently? Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter style applications. Zappoint's based around that kind of approach. engaging employees in a social networking environment. And then we've added on career management applications that feed back data to talent management systems so we inject the data that's been missing because nobody wants to sign in and use these systems.
Ah, so it's like the next step up. I'm a LinkedIn user. I use it all the time.
Yeah.
I have many connections in Facebook as well. What I'm hearing is that you've taken that similar kind of concept, but you've taken it to the next level so that particularly those HR professionals will have a place where the analysis can help them to better find the right candidate for a job.
Exactly.
Ah.
You know, I would say if organizations are keen on focusing on succession planning, organizational development, then ZapPoint's a great tool to look at because the results we deliver back are very data and analysis rich. And what we do is we apply a solution that actually enhances the existing applications that these organizations have purchased. But, you know, honestly, Carol, the most important thing is that we give employees a reason to develop their careers inside the organization. You know, and one of our mantras when we go out and talk to organizations is if employees cannot see a clear path for development inside the organization, they'll look outside.
Right.
You know, comes out of them. That's the key Kinsey finding that founded the term talent management. You know, so
Tell us about the, I was reading up on the 300, this very large-scale project that you have developed within ZapPoint, and it involves the corporate 300 of the top, I guess, corporations in America. Tell us about that.
Yeah.
Where are you in the stage of development of that, and where do you see it leading the company in terms of growth and expansion?
Sure. So this is where we try and be as controversial as we can, and also try in a positive way, Carol,
mm-hmm.
because what we realized is that there's more data on employees, talent data on employees outside of the organization than there is inside. So mm-hmm. before we go and talk to a large customer, we will often skills map some of their departments from data that we can access on the web through LinkedIn, through Spoke, through Hoovers. There's a lot of data that's freely available on the web.
Right.
So we can then show them.
It's almost like no comparison, and this is not no disrespect. Years ago, the house I'm living in now, there was a gentleman who came. He was a salesman, and he was literally selling us pictures of our homes that had been shot through one of the satellites that probably is now used with Google. Now, this was way before Google became very popular, and it kind of spooked us about a bit. Now, you know, it's pretty commonplace because there's so much data out there.
It's very similar to that. And we always leave the conversation have you got as much or as accurate or as diverse amount of data on your internal systems as we've just shown you? Because if you haven't, then we should be talking. And it forces the conversation. But what it also does, it forces the HR team to recognize that that their organization is ready to deploy social media-based applications.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the HR team isn't ready, the organization mm-hmm. is, because you know we know that there are a certain percentage of their people on social media applications, and we tell them this. So if there are 70% of your organization on LinkedIn, which mm-hmm. is a common number, which, you know, mm-hmm. for a large organization, then mm-hmm. that organization is already ready to adopt a product like ZapPoint. So it's the time is now, and for organizations to start including social media and social networking applications into their day-to-day internal processes.
You know, it's interesting. I just did, I'm a speaker and trainer and focused on diversity and multicultural issues, and just did a workshop called Social Media in a Multicultural World for human service professionals. And there's so much potential out there with people in leadership roles who don't quite understand social media. They know about it, but they're not implementing it in their companies. I can definitely see where the point will be an excellent source for companies that are, first of all, learning about social media, but can also use your services to help them benefit and expand and fully develop their candidates and their employees internally. What about the individual? Can an individual take advantage of the point if they work for a company or if they're looking for work? How can they take advantage of your services?
Well, so it's important to know that when we deploy inside of an organization, the data and the is protected within the firewall. So there will be little users coming in, skills mapping an organization, if then recruiters could sign in and put the best talent out of that organization. So that's important that we make that clear.
Okay.
We have got the product called Jobster, which is an analytical and very it's like LinkedIn, but with a lot of analytical career planning tools embedded in it. And that's really focused on the individual. And on that side, the individual can take we call it a career credit score, and also use personal career analytics to benchmark themselves against other people in the same role, in the same field, potential jobs that they would like to apply for. And you can even participate in something called career poker, which is a really interesting way of referring people for a role. You actually bet on individuals for getting the job. It actually works really well, actually, in terms of referrals.
So the company is really geared for, obviously, companies, large or small companies, HR departments, but also with Jobster, there's a component there for an individual to also benefit from seeing themselves and probably matching themselves up with others around the country. We have a high unemployment rate. It certainly is lower in the United States than in other countries or other parts of the country. Europe is in a bit of a pickle right now with economic crises in the euro and what's going on, strikes taking place in the UK as well. How do you see, when you look at talent and when you look at the skill sets that are flowing through your instruments, your software instruments, what kind of advice would you give first the HR professional and second the individual working in a company to really shore themselves up so that they will be competitive in this very interesting marketplace that we're in?
Sure. So for us and for me, there's three ways of managing your career. So let's start with the individuals. And it's taken us 18 months. And we're not stupid people at Zapoint, but it took us 18 months to realize that every career management focus boils down to three categories. First one is clearly getting promoted. And what do I need to do to get promoted? What skills gaps do I need to fill? What courses do I need to learn in order to go from A to B? The second one is expertise. So a lot of individuals are not necessarily looking for promotion, but they're looking for protection. So they want to retain their jobs in this marketplace, and they want to develop a level of expertise so when organizations are looking to downsize potentially, they're in a position where they become, you know, invaluable to that company.
Right.
The last one is collaboration.
A word I love. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll be really pragmatic with you. If you build a collaboration career, you know, career management focus, and you get it right, and you pick the right person, you can ride that person's promotion ladder right as far as they go. You know, we've all seen it inside of large organizations.
Right.
Successful people will bring their teams with them and their, you know, their organization with them as they move up through the career ladder. Mm-hmm. So at that point, we really focus on those three areas for the individual. You know, that's not to say they're mutually exclusive either. You know, you could focus on all three or one at a time or two of those, but it really boils down to those three areas: promotion, expertise, and collaboration. Mm-hmm. So from the HR or the consumer of this kind of data, my advice to them would be that they need to engage their employees and their users in a process that is relevant to them. Now, whether that's Zapoint or not, the relevance of organizational development, performance, recruiting is often missed in when it gets to the traction point, which is when it interfaces with the employee. The employee looks at those processes in a completely different way. I think that if HR can recognize the twist on definitions from the employee's perspective, mm-hmm. then they will get more engagement in those processes.
It's interesting because all of this, when you talk about promotion, expertise, and collaboration, it's all related to leadership too. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It is incumbent upon the employee to sharpen up their leadership skills so that they will be noticed, will be valuable, and will be a higher level of currency within the organization. Is that not a fair assumption?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And from a succession planning perspective, that's what the organization's looking for, its next tranche of leaders within the organization, and making sure the bench strength for its existing leaders is strong enough. Because ultimately, and I was with a large recruiting organization this morning, ultimately the return on investment for HR career management investments ends up in recruiting budget. You know, if you can't locate the internal talent, you have to go external. And if you can't articulate what you're looking for internally in terms of talent, the external search is going to be inefficient, and then you end up with 200 resumes that you have to read through, and you know it takes months to find the right person.
Very laborious. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, I would encourage, I'm going to give people your website. I'd love to bring you back because this is very incumbent. It is a very important matter when we look at the economy and we look at the jobs that have to be created or have to be mastered or have to be expanded within not only our economy but elsewhere. We have been talking with the founder of Zapoint. And you can go to Zapoint.com to get more information about their services, how your company can benefit from it, or how you as an individual can participate with Jobster, their individual assessment analytical tool. Chris Twyman, we thank you so much for being a guest on my program. The best to you. I will continue to follow you through my work with David Lipskin and CIS and Philip Braithwaite, who was part of your staff, but been a very stimulating and informative show today, and I thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you, Carol, and I apologize if I lost you mid interview. I'm sure that'll be dealt with in the editing room.
Not a problem. This is live. We love it that way. That's quite all right. We got all the points that so much. All right. Take care and all the best to you. All right.
Thanks.
Very important show, and again, we're going to have more shows like this. We're going to deal more with the inside inner workings of our economy from a job perspective. We've been talking with Chris Twyman, who is the founder of Zapoint. Again, you can go to Zapoint.com to find out more about your company, your organization. Of it, and it's just fascinating how different the marketplace is now and how you as the individual need to participate in a creatively new way, how social media is definitely here to stay and how it's being used effectively with these kind of companies, and how we need to work together from a collaborative point of view so that people will have jobs, keep jobs, and really love the jobs that they're in. Enjoy your week. We're going to come hopefully live next week from New Mexico, where I'm going to be working with a wonderful Hispanic conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is Carol Copeland Thomas signing off. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week from Albuquerque. See you soon.